Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran at Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2022. My guest is Dr. Greg Weidman, a veterinarian with Southwest Vets. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Weidman.
Okay, thanks for having me.
As part of Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2022, you discussed the topic antibiotic-free or not, what makes sense for your farm. First of all, what is antibiotic-free pork production and why is antibiotic-free gaining momentum?
Antibiotic-free pork production is a term that covers, you know, a fairly wide range of different production programs, from organic, which has many conditions, right down to programs that would just restrict but not eliminate the use of antibiotics. And I think these programs are growing in scale and in popularity because there are consumers of pork in Canada who are really worried about the problem of antimicrobial resistance and understand that antimicrobial use, in this case on the farm, can contribute to that problem. And so they're looking for meat that fits their values in that area.
What are the main criteria to be considered antibiotic-free?
Well, you know, as I was speaking today, I realized that it's all just good production practices, you know, and they're production practices that apply to a conventional farm or an organic farm or an antibiotic-free farm, all of the above. And so a farm that's successful at antibiotic-free production really have to have mastered all elements of providing a good environment for the pig and managing the production of pigs and the health of pigs without having to rely on antibiotics too much.
What are the key factors that need to be considered when deciding whether to go to antibiotic-free production?
Well, I know this isn't as big of a problem here where we sit in Saskatchewan, but where I mainly work in Ontario, freedom from diseases such as PRRS is a really big factor. PRRS virus impacts the pig's immune system, and it's very difficult to raise pigs that are infected with PRRS without some assistance from antibiotics. So that would just be one example of a really important factor.
What are the animal health and welfare implications of antibiotic-free?
So it is very important, I think, to treat pigs some of the time. In any population of animals, be it pigs, be it people, we sometimes get sick, and sometimes antibiotics are the key treatment required to return, in this case, a pig back to health. And in addition to that, we have to consider, too, that you know, the one sick pig in the pen of 28 pigs is actually putting the other 27 pigs at risk. So identifying that pig quickly and treating it appropriately with an antibiotic, that's really important to protect the herd, even if the farm is an antibiotic-free farm.
How much flexibility is there in terms of treating some pigs with antibiotics and what happens to those pigs?
There's not just one answer to your question. There needs to be a conversation there between the producer and their customer about what the specifics are. But in general, yes, it's fine to treat a pig individually and then identify it or segregate it in some way. And it, you know, assuming it returns to health and continues to grow, to market it in a segregated stream for treated pigs.
What is the take-home message to producers considering antibiotic-free?
I think there's good opportunities still in Canada for antibiotic-free production and the added value that that can bring to the farm. And it should probably start with a conversation with your veterinarian to really understand the farm health history and the background and whether or not the farm is a good candidate.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Just would like to express my thanks to Saskatchewan Pork for inviting me here for this great meeting and enabling me to share on this topic.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Greg Weidman, a veterinarian with Southwest Vets. At Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2022 for Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.